This is November 3rd, 1980. I'm Laura Kelsey, and I will begin reading poems called Lifelifter Lines, poems that I wrote, which were published in 1979, but there was a previous publication of about 60 copies. I distributed around 50 of them in 1975. This one is called God's Loving Plan, and it was written when some time after Sister Norma Mitchell's mother, Sister Cori Mitchell, mentioned that she liked the tune of In the Garden, but she wished somebody else would write some different words for it. And I kept that in mind, and one time I started humming the tune and started humming some other words to it, or saying some other words in my mind, and it turned out to be later that I wrote this poem based on that. God's Loving Plan. The time of earth's trouble has come, and the darkness round us grows deeper. But our faith is sure and our hope secure in God, our guide and keeper. So we'll hold the truth, be we man or youth, and reproaches gladly we'll bear. For this light that's ours, with its many powers, will brighten and lighten care. We know that our God has a plan that will bring rich blessings to all. For the thing they need is the promised seed to rescue them from Adam's fall. Then the wars will cease through a reign of peace, and the truth will be learned by all men. For the word of God will be spread abroad and will fill the whole earth then. We know that the Lord's plan will be more complete than man can devise, and each heart will sing of the joy 'twill bring when those who sleep will all arise as a gift from one who is God's dear Son, and they'll learn His love for all men. For the way will be very plain to see, so they'll not need stumble then. As God has now opened our eyes to perceive His wonderful plan, in our gratitude for this hope imbued, we'll let our light shine as we can, in the hope that some may desire to come and to seek the light that is true. Then an honest heart may be set apart to love Him and serve Him too. Refining Fire. O Lord, as gold is tried in fire, it is my heart's sincere desire that I be purified by Thee, and from all dross of self be free. But when the trial's fervent heat proves hard for me to gladly meet, help me Thy hand in it to see, and know that it is best for me. Rejoicing in my sufferings here, I'll cast away my every fear, and to each test I shall submit, for Thou dost all of them permit. Relying on Thy promised grace, the coming days I'll calmly face, while Thou the dross remove from me, until Thine image Thou canst see. This may be sung to the hymn tune 208, The Way of Peace. The Way of Peace. Lean not upon the arm of man, for it is frail. Place not our trust in self alone, for self will fail. But cast ourselves and burdens down at the throne of God. Then arise in joy to tread the road that Jesus trod. Scripture, 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. An opening hymn may be sung to the tune of Now the Day is Over. Him. When we meet together, may we come with prayer that God's Spirit ruling will dispel our care. Then with hearts united, filled with holy love, may we seek a blessing coming from above. Oh, how good together at the throne of God, by His eye be guided rather than by rod. May we help each other by each word and deed. May we lift a burden where there is a need. Then with hearts more zealous, let us run the race, that we, being faithful, soon may see his face. From cross to crown. The cross, we know, is but the means by which the promised crown is won. And God is able to perform what he in us has well begun. So let us trust him with our lives, through joy or pain, through gain or loss, while resting in our Father's love, as here we gladly bear the cross. Throughout our earthly years ahead, we'll seek to live and speak and do according to our Father's will. Oh, may we each to him prove true. A confession. I have found it is hard to decide what is best. I have asked of the Lord that his will may be done. But my mind is found clinging to one certain thing, and I'm hoping the thing I desire may be won. I am anxious for fear he will not go my way, and that he may decide my desire to decline. Is the will I want done truly his or my own? In this case, I confess I'm teasing for mine. I had skipped a couple. Serve with gladness. When upon your heart the Lord has placed some thought of a work for him that may by you be wrought, do not hesitate to see the work begin. Count it as a privilege and start right in. Chorus. Work for Jesus, toil with joyful song. Work for Jesus, you to him belong. Work for Jesus, toil with joyful song. Work with love for Jesus, you to him belong. Do you find it hard to sacrifice your all? Will you fail to heed and answer to his call? Will you leave some opportunity unused, or will thought of serving him make you enthused? Do your house and worldly goods engross your time? Have you no provision for the things sublime? Are there many cares of life now keeping you from the blessed work that God would have you do? Lay away all weights that hinder work for him. This will help to keep your love from growing dim. Show him that your zeal for him surmounts all things, and your growing faith to him forever clings. This could be sung to the tune of Count Your Blessings. Because I'm a Christian, may be sung to the tune of Love's Old Sweet Song. Though the world may ban me from its rank and file, still I'm pleased to bear it for this little while. For I'm as a stranger in a foreign land, but I know that later they'll understand. They'll each one understand. Peter says, as strangers and pilgrims. 1 Peter 2:11. Thanks for Daily Bread may be sung to the tune of Love's Old Sweet Song. The same as the one, Because I'm a Christian. Thanks for Daily Bread. Just a prayer at mealtime as I glance above, and I thank my Father for his tender love. He has fed me manna that I need each day, and his eye has led me in his own way, in his own blessed way. So I ask God's blessing on another meal. May I use my strength to prove my love is real. May I serve him daily with no thought of me. May I suffer gladly and faithful be, and faithful ever be. The New Year. Now dawns the first bright day of this new year. Night passed, the sun is up, and thus the old year fades and the new becomes more clear. But how it's used depends on us. That which is not worthwhile may we discard. Absorb, be only what is true. A wholesome life, be held in high regard, and righteous be each deed we do. In this past year, mistakes we all have made, and God forgave us day by day for debts which humbly at his feet were laid, and helped us on the narrow way. If we will closely follow Christ as guide, he'll make this year to far transcend our fondest hope. and we'll find him at our side when we most need our truest friend. Scriptures, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. John 15:15, Jesus said, henceforth I call you not servants, but I have called you friends. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Play fair. All things together work for good to them who truly love their Lord. But all attempts to live aright will fail when God is not adored. If we love God, then we will seek to please him by each word and deed. We'll learn what pleases him the best when to his word we give due heed. And when we've learned to ask aright, we then may hope for answered prayer. For God will do his part, it's true, if we do ours and thus play fair. Seek first the kingdom may be sung to the tune of Stand Up for Jesus. Seek first God's kingdom, if we are his elect, with all our hearts now serve him in ways he will select. From service unto service, our love for him reveal, as thus we seek to please him by works of faith and zeal. Seek first God's kingdom, if we for him would live. Whatever things are needful to us, he'll surely give. Delighting in his promise to give us needed grace, continue in our striving to fill the chosen place. Seek first God's kingdom. What else can matter now? The things of earth are fading as we before him bow. Confide in him and trust him, though plagues are on the way. Since we are his completely, we're not on earth to stay. Scripture, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God can use a single encounter. This is based on Acts 8:26-39 and reprints 29:64-29:66. Arise, Philip, and go toward the south to the way that goes from Jerusalem to Gaza. And he arose and went, and behold, a eunuch, a man of Ethiopia, rode by. Reading from Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Then the Spirit said to Philip, go near and join this chariot. Philip ran to it and heard him of great authority, reading. Do you understand it? Inquired Philip of him. How can I, except some man should guide me? Come up and sit with me and tell me who it is of whom the prophet speaks in this scripture. Philip opened his mouth and told him of Jesus, who was brought as a lamb to the slaughter. As they went on their way, they came to some water, and the eunuch asked, can't I be baptized? You may, if you believe on him with all your heart. I believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son. Stand still, he commanded his chariot. And he went with Philip down into the water. Philip immersed him, and having finished this work, the Spirit of the Lord caught him away. With joy, the eunuch went back to his chariot and his journey, and saw Philip no more. May we never despise a chance to witness to one inquiring person, though it's just once. Most of the conversational parts are paraphrases rather than exact quotations from the Bible. May we be deaf at times. This is based on Isaiah 42:19. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Also on reprint page 3176. May we be deaf at times. When words for hurt are heard, may self stay dead as though no wronging words to us were said. God chooses well. For one whole year I tried in vain to open the eyes of one I chose, that wondrous truth might be made plain. But then there came another one who listened with a ready ear and thanked me for what she thought I'd done. But I could gladly let her know 'twas God, not I, whose power and love had won her heart and blessed her so. Oh, yes, it is as Jesus said, unless the Father draw a man, he will not come and so be led. Our human wisdom fails to tell who would the Father's will perform, but God knows all and chooses well. Scriptures, John 14:6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 6:44. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. When struggles cease. Oh, help me, called the voice of a boy in pitiful tones. As drowning he strove to save himself, but someone had heard his moans. And just before the guard dived in to save that struggling one, he shouted loud to him and said, I'll be right there, my son. The failing form then seemed relaxed. It fought in fright no more. And soon the guard had brought the boy to safety on the shore. Just so will God, our gracious guard, best work in us his will, when we stop striving to save ourselves and rest in faith, be still. Scriptures, Psalm 46:10a, be still and know that I am God. Matthew 6:13a, deliver us from evil. Mankind awaits the kingdom. All men would like right now to have the blessings which God's promised kingdom will bring, and many hearts which have by sin been broken will rejoice when Christ is King. We see the signs of that glad day approaching, and we love to tell this good news. With heart and voice we publish these glad tidings, though but few this work would choose. And now while we are cheerfully enduring, though reproached by friends and by foes, our thanks will rise to God in praise unceasing for the blessings he bestows. Some day mankind will have this blessed knowledge, and their hearts will then understand why we forsook the passing earthly pleasures to proclaim this message grand. As a citizen of heaven, this is based on Acts 4:13, verses 18 to 20, and Acts 5:29, 38 and 39, in Volume 6, page 594. I do obey earth's laws, and will, if conscience lets. We ought to obey God rather than men. I, a subject of Christ, must be loyal to him, nor would a real alien fight his king. We ought to obey God rather than men, is what the apostles told the magistrates when they had been put in prison for preaching the message that God had given them and told them to preach. Alone or together, if by myself there's not a thing that I can do, but God with me makes all things possible and true. Within myself no life, no strength, no good doth dwell, but God with me means life that's full and all is well. If by myself, then fate can deal a heavy hand, but God with me, the trials are what I can stand. If by myself I live in fear and loneliness, but God with me turns darkened clouds to loveliness, So for myself, I pray especially for this, that God's with me to give His power, peace, and bliss. I'll continue this reading at the end of the other side of this cassette.